Yeah, the verdict is in. Donald Trump in a civil rape and battery case from E. Jean Carroll has been found partially liable. This surprised me, actually, Kevin. Guilty of battery, but not of rape. You know, sexual assault, but not rape. Kind of a split decision here. And, of course, this alleged attack occurred all the way back in 1996. And it became public in 2019 when Carroll was writing her memoir. And she included her details of this in that memoir.
Yeah, and Donald Trump coming out quickly blaming the judge and the jury in that jurisdiction, saying they're pro-Biden people. I don't know. So it was no on rape, as you mentioned. Yes on the sexual abuse and the defamation. What's the difference between rape and sexual abuse? What's the difference between convicted and liable? Because Trump is liable here, not convicted. And what's the Court of Appeals going to do with this $5 million verdict? Let's bring in the expert, Attorney Todd Flood from Flood Law. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being here. I was watching the verdict come down live on TV, and I was watching pretty much the reporters, the anchors, the legal experts, all trying to kind of figure out what this meant in real time. Now that we've had a little time to sort through it, what did they decide, and what is the difference between the no on rape and yes on battery or sexual abuse?
Well, the sexual assault. From the intentional act, intentional touching against one's permission or consent. Rape, you know, is it by definition, if they talk about penetration, non-penetration, the difference thereof. But the sexual assault is one where you know, we in the state of Michigan have four different degrees, CSC 1, 2, 3, and 4. CSC 1 is what you see in the movies oftentimes of the brutal, ugly rape of a force and threat with a gun or a knife, and you do the vile act. 3 and it's penetration. CSC 1 and 3 are penetration. We oftentimes call CSC 3 the Romeo and Juliet or the weren't age of consent or date rape. So that's 1 and 3 are penetration. CSC 2 and 4 are touching. CSC 2, 10-year offense, wherein you touch somebody forcibly with the threats of harm or the like. CSC 4, a 2-year offense, is touching somebody for sexual gratification. So it with 2 and 4 are non-penetration, 1 and 3 penetration. So the nuance, they get the sexual assaults that of the touching and the like. That I think was pretty much a conviction based on his deposition testimony when he said he backed up the tape of, you know, fortunately or unfortunately or fortunately that happens, he says, where stars can grab people by their genitals and get away with it. And he then is followed up with the question, did you consider yourself a star then and now? And he said yes. So I think when you tie those two things together, it was pretty easy for the jury to find the sexual assault did take place, but not the rape.
Social media is kind of up in arms saying he was convicted. No, he wasn't convicted. He's liable. Is that just the difference between a criminal case and this case, which was not criminal?
Correct. Yeah. Although there is something unique here. So the statute of limitations obviously ran, but there's a new law in New York that opened the window for this to take place where it was filed subsequent to their original lawsuit of the defamation. And they filed it within that window. And uniquely, the judge on the sexual assault case, even though civil, had to have a unanimous verdict on that count, but it's still civil, right? So it's not criminal. And that's why you have the split awards, the $2 million and $3 million. And I don't think there will be a remitter. I don't think the judge will take away the dollar amount on an appeal. Or an appeal to the trial judge. That all being said, Your point is well taken. It's not a conviction in a criminal sense. It's a civil case.
Yes. So in this civil case, Donald Trump, he decided not to testify. He decided not to really show up in court. When the jury looks at that, do you think that had a real impact on their ultimate decision in this case?
Yes. Yes. And I'll tell you why, Tom. This is a great question. Is because when you refuse to testify, first of all, you get the fodder of the deposition, all of his statements. But you can say to the jury, you can infer everything that Donald Trump would have said would have been in a favor or a light most favorable to us because he refused to testify. So that in a civil case, unlike a criminal case, you have the right to remain silent. You can't guess, can't think. Jurors are not supposed to even put that in their helmet as it relates to why a defendant didn't testify. He has an absolute right. But in a civil case, people need to know that if the person doesn't testify, it can be used in a light most favorable to the plaintiff. And so I think it did have a good effect because they got to play the video and that video was damning, right? So, I would not have had Donald Trump testify if I represented Trump. He's a loose cannon. how would you put him on the stand?
Yeah, I don't know. But then again, they played the video evidence against him. And to that point, I mean, the judge did allow a lot of evidence, including that Access Hollywood tape you mentioned, also testimony from other accusers in unrelated cases. Is that usual? And how much of an impact did that, I don't know, that other evidence unrelated to this specific case have on the outcome?
So I think it had a very big impact. We have a rule of evidence called 404B. And normally you cannot bring in prior bad acts in a case, even in a civil matter, unless it can show. And then there's an acronym out there when you teach evidence. It's called MIMIC: motive, identity, lack of mistake, common scheme and plan. So here, the prior bad acts, if you can show that those prior bad acts were within a common scheme or, it was a lack of identity or the same modus operandi that was used with Trump and the other victims. Mm. And it happens oftentimes in, people that are that have had several bad acts because they use the same modus operandi oftentimes.
Yeah, maybe it just goes right to his character, and that's what they're trying to impugn, and then therefore helps their case. We appreciate always your perspective on this. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Thanks so much, Todd.
You guys are great. Always a pleasure being with you.
Same Thanks. To you. Appreciate it. 800-859-0957, 800-859-0WJR.